This podcast is part of the Power of Podcasting Network. Find it at powerofpodcasting.com.
Welcome to the Podcast Rodeo Show. I'm your host, Dave Jackson, from the School of Podcasting.com. This is where we grab a random podcast and see how long we can hang on. Then I take my 14 years of podcasting experience and give you an honest first impression. And today we kind of have the extended dance version of a first impression that unfortunately is getting somewhat tainted here. Are you ready for the insane form that you have to fill out to be part of the Podcast Rodeo Show? It says, please provide a link to your website and a link to your episode on your website or a direct link to the file. That's it. I just need your website and a link to the episode. So the person that we're listening to today is called Work 2.0, discussing future of work, next at job and success in future. And I said, hey, can I get a link to your website? And he then replied, or she, sent me a link to YouTube. And I'm like, okay. So I went back to one of the original links because he gave me a link to Apple. And I'm like, now I don't know what episode. Again, all I need is what episode in your website. Really, not that hard. And so then I go back to iTunes, the actual iTunes desktop software, because I can get the website from that. And his website in Apple is his Apple listing. And I'm just like, oh, my God. And the whole thing, well, here's their description in Apple Podcasts. But I'm like, am I that old that people don't have a website anymore? Here's their description from our good friends at Apple Podcasts. As technology is getting smarter in jobs/work today, requires more thinking and collaborations, the work is getting redefined. This podcast will take a deeper dive into those conversations that impacts any/every working professional. We will invite guests who are leading top organizations, redefining the future of work, defining the jobs of future, and preparing organizations for the work 2.0 that is already here. So if your job demands thinking, collaboration, and a growth mindset, this podcast will help you stay strong and grow at work. Hashtag jobs of the future, previously called hashtag jobs of future. Wait, it was previously hashtag jobs of future. Now it's called hashtag jobs of future leadership podcast. Okay. Don't really need, that's a little too much information. I do like the fact that the description says transcript. Let's talk about building an HR, which I would love to know where that is, because again, there's no website. There's no place to go to show notes. I'm like, what? So that is a little odd, and I need to calm down because this could be a great show. You never know. I don't understand when I say, what's your website? And people go, what do you mean? Okay. Anyway, we'll get to the last episode because I never got one. We're just going to use your latest one. Sorry the directions were so hard. Right after this.
The following is an opinion, and only an opinion. These are actual, honest first impressions. If you don't like the opinion, feel free to never listen again.
All right, I did a little meditation. Here we go. Work 2.0 goes a little something like this.
Let's talk about building an HR culture that helps the company succeed. Before that, welcome you all to HR Tips. In HR Tips, we gather some cool insights that we have captured by working with our amazing set of partners and futuristic companies and HR leaders. And we are bringing all that insights right to you so we all could have a conversations around how some of the most fantastic HR groups and departments are getting built that are helping us in the future of work, that are helping businesses take the businesses forward. So welcome everyone. And in this episode, we'll talk about a very interesting problem.
Okay.
That if you are in HR, you are very aware of, but that is killing an organization. That is really impacting the growth of an organization. That is impacting the culture of an organization. It is one of the most critical area.
What is it?
And that is the very aspect of the definition of HR.
Which
right?
is?
It's a human resource, right? HR is supposed to be an advocate for an individual, for a human,
yeah,
for workers, for professionals who are working in organizations. But tell me, how many times, if you're in HR, you feel that you are actually a BR, so-called business resource, than an HR human resource, right? Because you are an advocate for business. Many times, HR wants to make sure that business is liability-free. Instead of making the employee feel welcomed in an organization, the entire focus is to make sure that the businesses are not impacted by employees.
I'm not sure what you're talking about.
Is that the right attitude? So, interestingly, you must have seen it if you're in HR, this particular problem manifested in many forms.
Nice cough, by the way.
So, an employee with a bad experience come to you with a complaint.
Okay.
With a toxic environment. And what you do? Many times, you try to protect the conversation, right? Okay. If you are a progressive organization, I don't have to tell you, right? You already know what you do. You have to help this employee. You have to get on as an advocate, as a resource for that particular worker. Make sure they are welcome in the organization. Make sure the organization culture is created to accommodate, to accept all workers, right? Because it's all the diversity in an organization that really help organizations thrive. We all coming up with our own experience, adding to this.
This is where you would edit out the train.
Wonderful mix. That's what matters. But many times, that is the least, or that is not the way the HRs are designed.
Okay, a couple things. When you start off, the music is too loud, and you have a bit of an accent, which is not a big deal. But as somebody who is not used to your accent, I have to – it's not a horrible accent, by the way. But I do have to focus a little more on some of the words you're saying. Advocate especially threw me for a loop there. And so when you have the music up loud, I'm having a hard time really figuring out what you're saying. The opening also is a little rough when you're saying that you're like, welcome to HR where we do the thing. Well, first of all, what are you talking about? Welcome to the HR tips. I thought the show was called Work 2.0. So you got a branding issue there. If it's Work 2.0, then welcome to Work 2.0. If it's welcome to HR tips, then you need to change the name of your show. And so, and the other thing was you seemed like you weren't sure what you're talking about. Today, we're going to talk about the problem of the, and I was like, wow, this is the beginning of the show. This is where things should be kind of just rolling off your tongue, even if you have to script it out. And I guess what you were saying is the problem in HR is we become a business resource, not a human resource, because we have to make sure that the employees don't become a liability to the company. So how do you take care of the human part while taking care of the business part? I believe that's what you're going for, but it for me, I was like, wait, what is he talking about? So come up with an example maybe of like, today we're going to talk of the biggest problem that everybody is aware of, and then give me an example. Don't give me a kind of an idea. You know, the one where blah, blah, blah. Don't say we're companies are treating us more like a business resource than that. Give me an example. And you started to say that example where somebody has a bad thing and you have to guard the conversation or whatever. I just needed more specifics because I was like, what? So that would be my thing. You obviously have a great passion for, you sound like you're an advocate for the employee, standing up for the employee and probably standing up for the company. I just, for me at the beginning, I couldn't really hear what you were talking about. And then I was just kind of like, wait, what's he? Because you say a lot of things like, well, you know what it is. And I'm like, no, I don't know what it is. So here's what we're talking about. Here's an example of it. And here's how we can fix it. Here's my strategy for fixing this problem. And I think that's where you were headed. I just was having a hard time following. So that's my, and then the other thing is get a website, because how are you going to, if you're trying to do anything with your audience, contact me. You know, are you, do you expect them to remember your Twitter? Join our newsletter. Where are you going to send people? And I dug a little deeper. You're using SoundCloud. SoundCloud is like one of the worst media hosting companies. So I don't know who is giving you advice on how to start your podcast, but you're kind of headed in the wrong direction. I recommend Libsyn, Libsyn.com. Use the coupon code SOPFREE. And yes, I work there, but I was also a customer for 10 years before I became an employee. So you've got some nice pieces parts here that you could put together, because I'm going to guess you have experience in this. It sounds that way. And then kind of shape these together, be a little more focused on your opening, and really make it clear what you're going to talk about today. And I think you'll be headed in a much better direction. If you want to have your show right here on the Podcast Rodeo Show, simply go out to podcastrodeoshow.com, click on the Fiverr button, and I know this is crazy, give me your website address and let me know what episode you want reviewed. That's all I need. If you have a link to those, that would be even better. That would be great. Now, if you want a full review of your show, I got another website for you, podcastreviewshow.com. I got links to that out at podcastrodeoshow.com. And you can have your entire podcast and your audio and your flow and your goals. You actually get two podcast consultants, myself and Eric K. Johnson, who's got 30 years in radio, and we really help you get going in the right direction and pinpoint what you're doing right and then help tweak those things that you're maybe need a little help with. So thanks so much for tuning in. This is Dave Jackson from the School of Podcasting.com, reminding you to always enjoy your ride.